More companies move to a four-day work week. The big question is it working? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 6th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other business news, Wall Street closed lower today, and why? The Omicron variant is dealing some hard blows to business, and any sort of return to the office is up in the air. Meanwhile, non-office workers are calling in sick in huge numbers. So you know, a fourth jab may be in your future. How about subscribing to tacos? Jobless claims are up, but not as bad as they could have been. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the Great Resignation is also the Great Reshuffle. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Yes, the golden tones of Hunter Pease. Thank you so very much. By the way, have I ever told you that Hunter is our daughter? Yeah, that's how we get good talent around here. Hire family. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the times when it comes to work and work-life balance and productivity is a-changing. CNBC is reporting on a number of companies that have opted into the four-day work week, and the results are pretty astonishing. Take, for example, Bolt. That's a San Francisco e-commerce company. The 550 employees took part in a test program where they were paid the same wages, but rather than working 5 days and 40 hours, they worked 4 days and 32 hours. After 3 months, the company says productivity increased, work has been streamlined, and employees are more than happy. A survey taken at the end of the three-month trial period found 94% of the workers and 91% of the managers wanted the program to continue. In addition, 84% of employees said they have been more productive, and 86% said they've been more efficient with their time. Meanwhile, 84% saw an improvement in their work-life balance. Bolt now has made the four-day work week permanent. Proponents are hoping the idea will catch on, especially during a time when attracting and retaining workers is a high priority. 30 companies in the U.S. and Canada have signed up for a 6-month coordinated trial this year, which focuses on fewer work hours for the same amount of pay. Pilot programs will also be launched in the United Kingdom, Australia, and New Zealand. It was another down day on Wall Street, as the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index is on pace for a 3.6 weekly decline. As Treasury yields climbed and expectations for a more aggressive pace of normalization of monetary policy from the Federal Reserve did weigh on Wall Street. The choppy trade today saw all of the major indexes fall, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. As the Omicron variant continues to race across the United States, companies are once again pushing back their return to office dates. As late as today, Wells Fargo said it has indefinitely delayed its return plans. The same goes for Dotdash Meredith Corporation. The Des Moines Register is reporting that employees there might be returning the second week of February. Meanwhile, workers in non-office jobs are calling in sick in stunning numbers. CNN is reporting that the latest coronavirus surge in the United States, driven by that Omicron variant, has not only disrupted business, it's also stretched employees who were already worn down from nearly 2 years of taxing work throughout the pandemic and an historic labor shortage. People are just tired. As America comes down with COVID-19 again, stores, restaurants, airlines, and other industries have few other options but to serve customers less or not at all. Apple last week closed all of its New York City stores to customer browsing, while Macy's said it would shorten its morning and evening hours Monday through Thursday for the rest of this month. Some workers are coming down sick, while Others are calling out because their childcare plans are in flux, with some schools closing down. Some employees are simply staying home, fearful about catching the virus on the job. And it's in this backdrop that we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people voluntarily quit their jobs. All of this is going to have an impact on the overall economy. Two words, yeah, stay tuned. Well, it looks like a fourth jab may be in your future. Moderna CEO Stephanie Bancel has said the efficacy of boosters against COVID-19 will likely decline over time, and people may need a fourth shot in the fall of 2022 to increase their protection. Bancel said that people who receive their boosters in the fall of 2021 will likely have enough protection to get them through the winter, when new infections surge as people gather indoors to escape the cold. The world is currently suffering an unprecedented surge of infections due to Omicron. The U.S., for example, is reporting a 7-day average of more than 574,000 new cases daily, according to a CNBC analysis of data from Johns Hopkins University. All right, let's talk about daily tacos for a change. CNN is reporting that for $10 a month, Taco Bell customers can get one taco per day for 30 consecutive days. The national program called Taco Lovers Pass is available to purchase beginning Thursday, the 6th of January, for members of its rewards program who have downloaded the Taco Bell app. So what's on tap for the app? Well, there's a variety of tacos in the subscription, including a soft taco, spicy potato soft taco, crunchy tacos, and its Doritos tacos. Once a customer subscribes to it, a special section within the app is unlocked, and customers can add a taco to their cart during the checkout process. Taco Bell tested the program in September of 2021 in Tucson, Arizona. The chain experimented with a price point between $5 and $10 and said in a release that it grew its rewards program by 20%. By the way, the Doritos Locos Taco Supreme was the most redeemed taco. See what you learn here? Tacos. More Americans have once again filed for first-time unemployment. The Boston Globe is reporting that U.S. jobless claims rose by 7,000 last week to 207,000 individuals. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week gyrations, rose by nearly 4,800. Now, despite the increases, the numbers show that weekly claims are below the 220,000 typical before the pandemic struck the U.S. economy in March of 2020. The highly transmissible Omicron variant so far does not appear to have triggered significant layoffs. Altogether, nearly 1.8 million Americans were collecting traditional unemployment aid the week that ended December 25. The United States posted 10.6 million job openings in November, the fifth highest monthly total in records going back to the year 2000. A record 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in November, a sign that they are confident enough in their prospects to seek something better. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate, that's fallen to 4.2%, close to what economists consider full employment. Well, like we said earlier, it was a choppy session on Wall Street as stocks jumped around all day long. But in the end, it was another losing session as investors reviewed the latest jobs data and the looming interest rate hike by the Fed. The Dow was off by 170 points to close at 36,236, while the NASDAQ, that moved up and down the flat line all day long, fell by 19 points to settle at 15,080. And the S&P 500 lost nearly 3 points, closing at 4,696. Investors will now focus on the December jobs report scheduled to be released on Friday morning. The expectation is the U.S. will have added 422,000 jobs. The 10-year T-bill, that rose to as high as 1.75% today before ending just below that level. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude gained 2% to close at just over $79 a barrel. And finally, there is this. We've reported many times about the Great Resignation. Just today, we again mentioned the 4.5 million people who quit their jobs in November. That's the highest number on record going back to the year 2000. The Great Resignation is also the Great Reshuffle. Millennials are a driving force behind that. 78% of those polled over the summer said that they were interested in changing jobs, while Harvard Business Review found that resignation rates increased the most for millennials in mid-level positions. According to CNET, a big reason for all of this is burnout. Accustomed to a rise-and-grind culture, some millennials have recalibrated their priorities due to the pandemic, trading prestigious jobs, startup perks, and even workplace passion for more flexibility and time off the clock. Meanwhile, employment experts are urging businesses to rethink work, in particular right now. So how do you do that? Well, it's all pretty simple, but here's some suggestions. Treat people as individuals, not a herd. Communicate. Don't let employees engage in guessing games. Follow through with more than promises. Actually do that stuff. Deal with toxicity by removing it. And stop the micromanagement already. Nobody likes it, and it is all standing in the way of success. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.